When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to Warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee, survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hey.
Also here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
That's me.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So I had to do a lot of waiting the other day, so I thought we would talk about different areas you can wait in and different types of waiting. Because just sometimes interesting things happen while you wait.
Yeah, sometimes interesting things happen while you wait. Sometimes, you know, you get hit by a bus. So, we'll see.
At least your bus shows up.
Patiently waiting. Just sitting there, all the time in the world.
Who has time for patience?
I do.
If there's time to be sitting somewhere patiently, it means that balls are getting dropped. And when balls get dropped, it means that things get broken. When things get broken, somebody has to take the fall.
Did you just describe testosterone?
Possibly.
Just checking.
And this is what puberty is like for boys. Maybe.
Patience is hard when you're pubescent. Your thoughts, Jeremiah?
Oh, sorry. I was just patiently waiting for my chance to weigh in.
Oh, boy.
Is that now?
Yes, that's please.
Now. Oh, okay. So when you're patiently waiting, you can be subject to the whims of people that charge in front of you and obstruct and delay the natural order of things and social constructs and everything that keeps things working when you go in the correct order. If you patiently wait, then you can become at the mercy of these brutal forces. So you don't want to be aggressively waiting because then that is dumb. I think like assertive is in between like aggressive and passive. So like you're not breaking the rules, but you're also doing your waiting purposefully. And that's hard. It's a fine line to balance all that stuff.
Fair enough. How about when you are waiting in the doctor's office?
Oh, well, I mean, doctor's offices are full of germs and, like, kids who don't know that they're supposed to sneeze into their elbows. So, waiting in a doctor's office is a great place to get sick.
So you always get in on your doctor's visit on time, then?
I try to show up, like, just, like, 1.5 minutes late. Like, not late enough that they have finished calling my name, but just late enough that the nurse is just walking out to say my full name. And then I can just walk straight back. Like, oh, yeah, you know.
I used to try and get early doctor's appointments so that I would be the person there before the delays in the system caused the later appointments to run late.
Smart.
But everything doesn't work. The system is broken. And even being there early towards the beginning of the day still didn't work. Still had to sit in the doctor chairs longer than I wanted to, staring at posters of how eyes are made and the diseases of the eye and gross cut up people parts on the walls.
Yeah, those like diagrams and like the little like eye things are disturbing.
But so informative. They help you help you.
If you want to like cut people up, but I don't want to do that.
You got to get kids want to be in the medical profession somehow.
This is what an ulcer in your armpit looks like. Oh, I want to do that, Mom.
And then you lance it. Neat.
All right. Well, since you're so excited about the doctors, let's talk about another fun area, the cell phone waiting area. Say, in an airport, or something like an airport.
Oh, like when you're waiting for people to call you to tell you that they have arrived.
Correct.
Yeah, that's frustration. Anytime you have to sit in a car with other cars, like vying for space and the ability to pull in and out of traffic, it's not a good thing.
And the creepy eye contact type stuff that happens when you're parked in a car next to other cars that are also parked, everybody's in the car, and you don't get out of the car at that spot. You're waiting to find out that you can move your car to another spot where actual people in and out of car exchanges can happen.
Yeah, it's just it's a whole lot of awkward, almost human interaction, but not quite, because when people are behind the wheels of their cars, they behave just slightly less human toward each other. Yeah.
So are they more robotic or more animal, more plant-like?
I
Like
mean, I feel
mineral?
like, yeah, that probably depends on the person, but I think that, we kind of use our cars as extensions and the like as like a shield to make us a little more mech-like. Like it makes us bigger, tougher, stronger, so a little more angry. So, yeah, when you get a lot of those together in a small space, you end up with robot wars, basically.
Pew, pew, pew.
All right, I had not expected robot wars. What do you wonder about while you wait?
How long I have to wait?
Just like the crushing weight of the universe and student debt, mostly. If we're being honest.
What's the universe like?
The crushing weight. It's heavy. Also terrifying because it's big.
But wondrous
And
and
really
infinite.
big. So terrifying.
So much to find out. So much
So
we
much
don't know.
anxiety to experience.
It's a lot of universe.
Just waiting to be explored.
Oh, it's too much. Too much universe. Like, if we could have slightly less. Just,
Like half.
like, yeah, like just a little bit less. Like fewer possibly habitable planets out there would be comforting.
What about all the other dimensions?
I can't. Nope.
Just slap that whole Drake equation over a two, and boom, half as many planets. Done.
But then when you factor in all the different dimensions they could be in, just the number grows.
Okay, so ever since that episode of Community with the dice toss and like this is something that I legitimately think about all the time, like which timeline and how did we end up where we are, and possibly like I am living in a dimension that I'm not supposed to be living in, or like somebody has traveled through time and I haven't. Like, I don't realize that they traveled through time, but it changed things. And now I don't know that things were ever different because they changed before I came along, but somehow I still managed to come along. Or they changed in the middle of what I was doing. So some things are the same, but some things are different. And there's no way to tell which is which. I can't think about things, Jeff. It's
It's
not
fascinating, isn't it?
safe.
Sometimes it makes me think of stickers for some reason. I don't know why.
Stickers are cool.
Yeah, I mean, if you wait long enough and you're doing a good job, then you can get a nice sticker.
Wait, you can get stickers for things?
Nope.
Sometimes. What
Nope.
kind of stickers?
Mean,
Are they like
definitely.
star stickers?
Nope.
I mean, there's probably like lots of different two-dimensional shapes that can go on a
Nope.
Sticker
Nope.
type paper.
Uh-uh.
I wonder what colors they would come in.
I mean, there's lots of colors to pick from.
There are.
This
It's almost
isn't.
infinite.
an Apple IIe, you know, where you've got 8 or 16 or 32 or 64 or 128 or 256. There's lots of colors these days.
I'll ponder that at a later time.
But none of them metallic.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Ah, and the thing that we all truly wait for, our tax refund.
Who gets a tax refund?
Some people.
I do. I don't want to get my taxes too close to the wire, because then I might have to pay at the end of the year.
If you get a refund, as the government haters tell me, then you're giving the government free money. Why would you wait for the government to give you money that's yours that you shouldn't have given them in the first place? That's like giving them a free loan, Jeff.
Because surprise vacation at the end of the year?
Okay, that's a good reason, I guess.
Here's how I view that. It's like the government saving money for me, because I'm, like, as irresponsible as the government can be sometimes with money, you know, the whole military spending budget, I am also irresponsible with my money, and I'm not great at saving it. So getting, you know, paying a little more in taxes during the year and getting that refund at the end, it's like the government was like, oh, you did well this year. Here's the money we saved for you. Now go buy yourself something nice, kid. Like, it's just a nice little on the chin.
A little bit of a...
Yeah.
That's worth waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and see, I try not to count on refund. Like, I know that it could really be stressful to wait for refunds, because I know people that really depend on that money at the end of the year for other things. And I can imagine that waiting for that refund, especially state refunds, because state refunds take forever to process. Like, you could get real, real hairy if you were depending on that money and just waiting, watching the clock tick by.
Your hair would grow out while that was happening. Yes.
Yeah. And then when you get your refund, you can go get a nice trim. Yeah, wherever you trim.
A good thing to wait for, hair growth. Well, on that pleasant note, I think that's all the time we have for tonight. Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells.
We'll talk to you all later. The government gave you your nice little pat on the shoulder. Good for you making it through another year refund. You know, go buy yourself something a little nice. Or a new water heater. Whatever you need.
Keep in mind that water heaters can malfunction in all sorts of horribly destructive ways. Some subtle and nefarious, like a little rusty bottom dripping. And some of them in a temperature pressure valve breaking pressure cooker madness type celebration. So always be ready to have that tax refund ready for water heater times, I guess.
Jeremiah, we weren't talking about water heaters exploding.
Oh, we'll wait for it. We'll get there.
I'll take a note. All right. Thanks for listening. If you want us to worry about things for you, remember you can submit questions at whatcouldgowrong.simplecast.fm. Good night.